This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
From fire alarms to phone systems to access control to video surveillance, SecureComm and Minster does it all. SecureComm finds solutions to push the limits of today's technology for tomorrow's world. Leave it to the experts. We'll show you the pros of going pro. And at SecureComm and Minster, we'll design a system that's efficient and affordable. We'll help you maintain your security investment to work properly for years to come. SecureComm and Minster, 307 West 1st. Inquire online at securcom.com. SecureComm, your pros in protection.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Locale Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Locale's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Locale Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Locale began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Locale for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Locale Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
You'll be all smiles when you see super deals on new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie with special customer pricing. When Gus Geyer established Geyer's in 1922, he greeted everyone with a smile and great customer service. He's still smiling today because three generations of Geyer's have done business the same way since. See the new Chrysler's, Dodge's, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie and see them online at GAIERS.com.
Every day, banks help support us as we turn life's goals into major accomplishments. These are goals like saving for college, opening a small business, purchasing a home, planning a wedding, buying a car, and more. From your first savings account to a new life after retirement, make Osgood Bank your partner through it all. Visit osgoodbank.com today to see about turning your dreams into reality. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wayne Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
But a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg, with remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
Here come the Raiders. Again, left corner, Braylon Cordano. Good again! Good again! Three from the same spot for Braylon Cordano. Loose ball rebound, Fark. Fark lets it go from three-point land. Switcheroo! Nolan Fark from downtown.
Downtown, outside town, and all around the countryside. The radio on your phone is tuned to scoresbroadcast.com. We are a hit featuring outstanding boys and girls high school basketball.
Ball thrown foul line to Avery Randall. He on the arc of the jump shooter. A long one is in by Skylar Albers. Every bit as high as it was deep. Dribbling. Simone put off. Goes to Sherman in the post. Spins, ducks under, banks it down. Pete Sherman. High left, it goes to Mesher. Back door, Colleen, great feed. Colleen, layup, got it. Beautifully done on the play by Victoria Mesher. Outstanding pass. She threaded the needle. Redskins up 10.
Get up for the big games on scoresbroadcast.com. Your Shelby County schools, the Midwest Athletic Conference, Sidney and Lehman.
Rebound, though, goes to McFarland. Fadeaway shot in the paint area. No. Rebound, Chapman up and in. Crowd goes crazy. Lehman fans behind us. Good board work by Justin Chapman.
Much more balanced. 19 points from Aiden Quinter. He was terrific.
Yep.
And they got 12 from Braylon Cordano, star of the future for sure. Then they got 8 from Shappy, 8 from Fissinger. I'm going to go with Aiden Quinter as the player of the game for the Rushi Raiders.
Far right wing, it's Avery Brandewey. Dumps it down inside to the cutter. Colleen Brandewey caught it and scored. Outstanding play. You talk about the chemistry there. Exceptional.
Game after game, scoresbroadcast.com continues to highlight those exciting plays and exceptional players.
Fadeaway jump shot by Aiden Worman. A 16-footer is no good, but a great offensive rebound stick back by Isaac Ratterman.
My goodness, he is so strong.
Wow. Carter Kleiman with a step back 28-footer to start the scoring for the Trojans. He ripped the cords. The ball went right down through the ropes. CC Borchers down the left side of the lane, flips it up with the left hand, and makes it. Good play.
She is becoming the complete basketball player.
CC Borchers, special player.
I think the officials in a game that's this tightly contested are doing a great job.
My, oh my, did he get away with a travel? Wow. Rushi bench up in arms. They had a right to be.
You got to take a shot with at least 5 or 6 seconds so you've got a shot at a putback if you don't make the shot.
Heiser sets a screen for Caleb Maurer. Hop, skip, and a jump into the lane. Six footer. It's good. Caleb Maurer has put Fort Loramie in the lead. 13 seconds to go. Down to 9, 8. Here's Camden Reese into the lane, driving, shooting, scoring. Camden Reese scores. Here's Fort Loramie in backcourt. They throw it high in the air off the backboard, and Jackson Center wins it on a Camden Reese runner. A bank shot in the lane. Jackson Center pulls it out of the fire.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Good evening to you, high school basketball fans. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Jackson Center. The den of the Tigers. Botkins is lurking. The Trojans are here. It's a big SCAL boys matchup between Jackson Center and Botkins. Should be a fine game first time around. Jackson Center won it at Botkins, trailed through the first two quarters. Final score in the end, Jackson Center 46, Botkins 38. Jackson Center used a big third quarter to overcome a halftime deficit and win that game. Jackson Center sits atop the Shelby County Athletic League with Rushi. Both are 7-1. Jackson Center fourth in the state in boys division 4, 12-1 overall. Rushi 14-1. Botkins is tied with Fort Loramie for third in the SCAL. Both clubs 4-3. Botkins 8-5 overall. Fort Loramie 11-3 on the year. The rest of the SCAL, Houston 2-10 in the season. Anna 4-10. Both are 2-6 in league play. And Fairlawn brings up the rear. First time these two clubs played, Chuck, 18 three-pointers were made. Jackson Center cashed in on 11 of 19 from behind the arc. Botkins hit 7. It was a three-point parade. Carter Plyman got off to a great start. He poured in 4 from behind the arc in the first half. Then Jackson Center played much better D on him in the second half, and that turned the tide in that game first time around.
Well, in the first time around, Carter Plyman had to be the offense. He had to try to be the scorer.
Right.
There are kids now that are picking up the pace with him, and you take a look, you're talking about Jordan Herzog, talking about Rylan Paul, Colin Dosick, who's the one I met? Oh, Brant Berger. Noah Topp off the bench, a 6-foot sophomore, been shooting threes like crazy. They're a much better basketball team than they were the first time. But Jackson's a better basketball team, too. They've added Reed Flatfoot as a young man that was getting time for them as a 6'5 sophomore early. He's now become someone that they count on. He's getting a lot more quality minutes. They're a really good basketball team. We got two candidates for player of the year, two of the four, I think, in the league, Carter Plyman on one side and Jace Mullenauer on the other. That'll be a nice matchup tonight.
Yeah, this Mullenauer for Jackson Center shoots three-pointers, Chuck, at an amazing clip. It's darn near 60% on the year. 56%.
He's only shot 32. If he would have shot 60.
18 of 32 behind the arc for Jace Mullenauer. Unbelievable. The Tigers well over 40% shooting three-pointers as a team.
Right.
And that'll win you a lot of ballgames.
Mullenauer and Quinter from Rushi are absolutely, they're just amazing shooters as a group. They're just fun to watch.
You mentioned Reed Flatfoot. First 3 weeks of the season, he was averaging a point and a half a game. He's now up to 6. Bryson Roberts is at 6. Nolan Fark is at 11. Nolan Fark shoots threes at 40%. My goodness gracious, no wonder Jackson Center is ranked 3rd in the state and beat Rushi by 12 the second time they hooked up.
Yeah, they played really well against Rushi the second game. They actually played pretty well the first game. That was a heck of a basketball game. Real early in the season, tough place to go play. And then Jackson, besides having a battle tonight, they got a battle tomorrow night with Marion Local coming in. So they've got a tough weekend. The thing they have going for them, both of them are here.
And Botkins is completing a stretch this weekend of, I think, 5 games in about 8 or 9 days. Double weekend last weekend. And then Botkins played Rushi on Tuesday. Game we covered here on scoresbroadcast.com. Here on the road at the Tigers tonight at the New Bremen Cardinals tomorrow night. Back in action with Fairlawn on Tuesday. So it's a game-heavy stretch for Botkins, which has won 5 of its last 6. Jordan Herzog, you mentioned him. He was 5 points a game. Just 3 weeks ago, he's now up to 8.5.
Yeah, he is playing so much better. Now, last year, the difference is, as a sophomore last year, he came out for them. They didn't expect him to do a lot of scoring. He just did good things with that really good basketball team. This year, his role has changed, and sometimes it takes a little bit to get into that mode, but he's starting to do it for him, for sure.
The contribution of Carter Plyman, he scores, he facilitates, he rebounds, he assists, he shoots threes extremely well. Jackson Center is scoring 51 a game. Here we are, Chuck, through 13 games in past years. Jackson Center might be breaking 40 per game offensively, giving up only 30. That's about what Jackson Center gives up per contest until tournament time, at 30 per game. Meanwhile, Botkins is scoring 49, giving up 43. Now, those are real good numbers as well. Three-point shooting. Keep an eye out for the three-pointers tonight. Both teams will jack them up. In that first meeting, 18 were made. Only 11 two-pointers were made when they played the first time.
Well, yeah, it was a three-point shooting contest, that's for sure. Like you said, Carter Plyman started the game hot, and then Jackson adjusted, played better defense on him in the second half, and he didn't have the guys that are playing better now. So I think it's going to be a different basketball game. I think somebody besides Plyman will do some scoring for Botkins tonight.
Jackson Center, Botkins just completed the junior varsity tilt. Close one. Three-point differential, right?
It was, and Botkins had three shots at in the last 8 seconds to try to tie it. Couldn't get it in the basket, so it ended up a three-point win for the Tigers.
So glad you could join us here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. The radio on your phone for high school sports. We'll return with more from a loud and noisy and raucous Jackson Center Gymnasium when we come back, Jack and Chuck, on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a four-decade, two-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BrukensPub.com.
This ScoresBroadcast.com high school sports presentation is brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A. Your number one insurance agent agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High quality furniture, priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnipple builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is Scores Broadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
This Shelby County Athletic League boys game tonight between Botkins and Jackson Center is one of three in SCAL boys action tonight. Anna's at Fairlawn. Rushi's at Houston tomorrow. Anna plays at West Liberty Salem. Botkins is at New Bremen. Fort Loramie's at Houston in boys action tomorrow. Make a note of that. Fort Loramie-Houston meeting tomorrow. Houston with a game tonight at home versus Rushi. And Marion Local is here against Jackson Center tomorrow evening in a big SCAL MAC interleague contest. We'll have that for you. Airtime 6:55. Tip at 7:30. Marion Local has lost just twice to St. Mary's and to Springfield Shawnee. Tomorrow afternoon, one loss. Fort Loramie girls take on Lima Bath, which has lost three. That game is up in Lima. Airtime 12:55. Or I should say, yeah, airtime 12:55. Tip at about 1:30. Fort Loramie Lima Bath, which took the measure of Fort Loramie up there in the Bath gym 2 years ago. That was the Redskins' only loss all year long in that magnificent state championship season.
Well, we were at that game, and I know that Carlos Siegel felt the same way we did. She had never seen that team play the way they did against Bath. They got down. They couldn't make any kind of comeback, and Bath played really well. They beat them then up in Loramie last year, and they're looking to keep that winning streak going on Saturday. That's going to be a tough one. That's a tough gym to play in.
And then next Tuesday night, Fort Loramie and Jackson Center boys go at it. Return match between those two. It's at Fort Loramie on Tuesday night. We're on the air at 6:55 on Tuesday evening. So a full slate coming up here over the next several days. Two more games tomorrow and one on Tuesday. Chuck hearkening back to Jackson Center and its team stats. Out-rebounding the opposition by eight boards per game. Eight turnovers average on the year per contest for Jackson Center. And the way Jackson Center is playing this year, high octane at times, fast paced, only eight turnovers for the Tigers. That is amazingly low. 74% free throw shooting team.
Woo. Yeah, that's impressive. And I mean, they really get things going with their defense. They are really a really good offensive basketball team this year. Coach Elkert's allowing them to run a little bit more than he has some teams in the past. But you know, what a great basketball coach, and he knows his personnel, and he knows what they do the best, and he's gonna get them ready to play their best game every night.
Botkin shooting 66% at the stripe, 34% on threes. Botkins' numbers getting better and better. Steady improvement from Botkins as this season progresses. Jordan Herzog now averaging over 8 a game. Ryland Paul up to 6. Brant Berger at 5. Colin Dosick over 4. Colin Dosick and Ryland Paul played real well at Rushi the other night. And that's the kind of performance Botkins will need tonight. Extremely well-rounded. Carter Plyman's not going to beat Jackson Center by himself.
No, and he doesn't have to at this point. The first time, yeah, if they were going to win, Carter was probably going to have 30. So tonight, that's not the same case. I like watching Dosick and Paul. Not only do they do a good job offensively, but those two young kids play really good man-to-man defense.
Once again, in that first meeting back on December 9th, won to Jackson Center 46-38. Carter Plyman at 19 points. He had 4 threes. Colin Dosick had 2 threes in that game. J.J. Meyer had a triple. Colby Plyman had 4 points. Botkins led by 4 at the end of the first and at the end of the second. But then in that third quarter, Jackson Center outpointed Botkins 15-6, went on to win by 8, 46-38. Nolan Fark racked up 3 threes in that game for Jackson Center. Jace Mullenauer had 4. Grant Elkert had 2. Bryson Roberts had 2. It was raining threes at Botkins when these two clubs played the first time around.
Well, yeah, and both teams can absolutely shoot the heck out of the basketball.
Yep.
I'm looking forward to seeing what the matchups are tonight. I'm almost guessing that I'm going to see Carter Plyman on Jace Mullenauer. I think that would be, at 6'5", and he does a good job of guarding on the perimeter. So that might make Jace work a little harder tonight trying to get around 6'5".
Yeah, I'm every bit as curious as you are to see what the matchups are. Who's guarding who? That's going to be very interesting. It may shift throughout the game, but we will see who lines up against each other. No doubt a lot of man-to-man on the floor this evening.
Oh, yeah, that's what both teams like to play.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. There are key building components tonight. Who shoots better from behind the arc? Who outperforms the other at the free throw line? Who guards Carter Plyman? Who guards Jace Mullenauer? Those are key building components this evening for these two clubs. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze and Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze and Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We've got starting lineups, opening tip coming up in just a few minutes when we return. Jackson Center at home against Botkins. It's an important SCAL boys game tonight. Jack Kramer and Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at Saul-McGillandTangemanFH.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit Airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
Welcome back to Jackson Center. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. Starting lineups for Botkins being introduced. Carter Plyman, 19 points a game, 6'5", at a forward. Colin Dosick, Ryland Paul out front at guard, sophomore and junior, respectively, 5'8", 5'10", splitting 10 points about right down the middle are Dosick and Paul. Brant Berger, 6 points a game, senior, 6'2", at a wing. Jordan Herzog at a forward, a little over 8 points a game, 6'4", junior. He is really coming on strong. Phil Groves, head coach of Botkins, has done a fine job as this team is maturing readily throughout the mid part of the season. Tough stretch of the campaign for the Botkins Trojans, who played very well through it, have won 5 of the last 6. Club that had to start from darn near scratch, building around Carter Plyman at the outset of the year. Jordan Herzog got a lot of minutes last year. But Carter Plyman, Jordan Herzog, and others, it is a formidable basketball club, which is at the top of its game right now.
Carter Plyman's going to get a whole lot of Cameron Reese, I think, defensively tonight. So Cameron Reese had a real nice game against Rusey playing defense. So we'll see how he goes tonight.
Oh, he's a hard-nosed defender, that's for sure. He's rugged. Camden Reese, as Chuck mentioned, 6'3", senior, along the front line for the Jackson Center Tigers. He'll play everywhere, might even bring the ball down the floor. 6-foot senior, Bryson Roberts, 5 points a game in the opening 5. 6'2", senior, Grant Elkert starts. Jace Mullenauer, over 15 a game, 5'11", and a senior, Nolan Fark, 6'2", senior, 12 points per outing. Jackson Center won the tip. Fark's got the ball outside the arc on the left. Hands it to Camden Reese. Camden Reese picked up by Herzog, high left. Reese revolves around to the top of the circle on the right. Flips it back near side to Fark. Fark starts to drive, pulls up 12 feet away. Ball is airmailed on the arc to Roberts. He sets and shoots a long jumper from three-point land off the flange. Rebound scrambled for, dug off the hardwood by Botkins. Ryland Paul snared it, fed it to Carter Plyman. We played 50 seconds, opening quarter, no score. Roberts on Paul. Here's Camden Reese on Plyman, who's got the ball far left side. Reverse near side to Herzog. Straight away, it is Dosick to Ryland Paul. Foul line. Herzog tries to turn the corner. Mark on him. Very good defense by Jackson Center. Opening possession by Botkins. Not a shot yet. Carter Plyman barrels into the lane. Bullies toward the rim. Banked it. Oh, it rolled around and came out. Did everything but go in.
and barreling down the floor the other way. Camden Reese. Reese into the lane area. He's jarred a little bit. Ball tipped. Shot deflected. Goes out of bounds. Throwing it in. Jackson Center below the rim. Very good defense on both shots. Each one challenged in the paint. Still no score. We played 90 seconds. Here's Fart. Fart to Mullenauer. Out near midcourt to Bryson Roberts. He's at the Tigers logo. He is being guarded loosely on the play by the Bodkins Trojans, Brant Berger. Stepping back and shooting the three, repeating the previous shot as Bryson Roberts, and this one goes down. 3-0 Jackson Center. Bryson Roberts missed a three, made a three. 6 minutes left, opening quarter. Ryland Paul out of the arc to Herzog. Herzog hop-stepping a jump into the lane, out of control. Jackson Center strikes it loose. Loose ball down the floor, picked up on the arc by Grant Elkert. Now to Fark. Fark lines up a three ball. He buries it. That's Jackson Center for you. 2 of 3 from three-point territory to start the game. Shooting at an amazing clip on the year from behind the arc at about 45%. 6-0 Tigers. We played 2.5 minutes. Here's Carter Plyman around Camden Reese. Carter, a little head fake to the bucket. Good for two.
He's gotten to the rim on Reese twice now.
Nice clear outs by the Trojans, enabling Plyman to get to the basket. 6-2, Jackson Center. 5:13 to go, opening period. Grant Elkert, left side of the floor, on top to Mullenauer. Little stop and go action. Ball batted loose, picked up though by Reese. Fark straight away. Carter Plyman on him at the moment. At the elbow on the right, it's Mullenauer. Picks up his dribble, goes opposite left corner to Reese. Find a screen, Fark near side, lets it go off the flange, way up in the air, whistle blew. Screen set by the Tigers was in motion.
Yep, they called it on Elkert. He moved his hip a little bit.
4:51 to go, opening period, 6-2, Jackson Center in the lead. First time these two teams played. Opening quarter edge went to Bodkins 13-9 after 8 minutes. Clear out for Carter Plyman, left side of the floor, tries to back down Reese. Spins, fades away, 16-footer, air ball, goes out of bounds.
Yeah, he had a hand in his face that time, couldn't set his feet, that was not a good shot.
4.5 to go in the first, 6-2, Jackson Center in the lead. Game has been marked so far by super defensive play.
As expected.
Yep, indeed. Here's Jace Mullenauer. Elbow on the left is Fark. Fark leans in, lowers the shoulder. Boom! He knocks down a Trojan player. Ryland Paul went flying. Offensive foul against the Tigers. Stuck at 6-2. 4:18 to go, first quarter. Substitution for the Jackson Center Tigers. New player on the court, Reed Platfoot.
Colton Plyman in the game now for Bodkins.
Yep, a change each way. Carter Plyman walks it over the Tiger logo at midcourt. Dribbles casually. Hands it off behind the arc. Far left side to Noah Topp is in. Foul line to Herzog. Wants to work on Fark, can't do it. Now Colton Plyman. Back to Fark, dribbles between the legs. Head of the key to Paul. Look at Paul slide down the lane, beat his man. Laid it up short. Good defense at the last second by Jackson Center. Here's Mullenauer dribbling, backpedaling down the floor for the Tigers. Lost control. Run out the other way. Carter Plyman for two.
Yeah, Mullenauer is going to have some problems tonight. He needs to stay in his game and not try to force anything.
Exactly. 3:31 to go, opening quarter. 6-4, Jackson Center. Here's Mullenauer outside the arc on the left. Shoots over Carter Plyman. Long, high-arching three. Hit the rim. Kicked away. Rebound Trojans. Ball on the arc. High left. Fakes right. Goes left. Nearly lost it. Ball rolls out near the Tiger logo. Picked up by Top. Down to Carter Plyman. 6-4, Jackson Center. 3:06 to go, first period. Plyman's got it. Gets a screen. Carter does from Colton, doesn't use it, instead flips to Herzog behind the arc, left wing. Herzog starts a drive, arches up a floater, it is a little strong, rebound popped up in the air, here comes Jackson Center. Fark hits Camden Reese, running in from the left baseline. Back on the arc to Fark. Shot's a little crooked off to the right. Long rebound, Carter Plyman, two on two. Plyman breaks away all the way to the rim. Two more, Carter Plyman.
He's got three baskets, all of them probably averaged out to 6 feet if you add them all three together.
Game is tied at six. 2:26 to go in the first quarter. Camden Reese between the circles, picked up by Herzog. Camden on the bounce. Fires baseline right to Reed Flatfoot. He ducks in with the left hand. Left it short. Got it back. Deflected on the play by Carter Plyman. Loose ball on the deck. Scrum for it. Tie up. Jump. Held ball. Arrow Botkins. Reed Flatfoot got it down close within tight shooting range. Just could not finish twice. He was being defended. There were hands right up against the hands of Reed. He just could not get the ball up over the lip of the rim.
Right. The first one was, he tried to guide it up. The second one, the defense was right there. So
right.
He just needs to relax. It's a good, loud crowd tonight, that's for sure.
Well, at the Den of the Tigers, you can expect a lot of growling. 2 minutes to go, first quarter, tied at six. Carter Plyman, head of the key. Camden Reese sticks out the left arm. Carter Plyman decides to shoot the three. It's around and out to the left. Rebound to Reed Flatfoot. Flatfoot down the floor for Jackson Center. The Lucas Heitkamp is in now. The 6'1 Heitkamp gives it off on the play to Lucas Hartle. 5'11 junior with the elbow. Missed a 15-footer. The rebound jammed out of bounds by Botkins. Minute 39 to go here in the first is Carter Plyman. Asked for a swig of water from the bench, gets it.
Well, you got the dry mouth at this point. You're going to get your second win here in a second.
Fark into Camden Reese, out of the post, turning, shooting, hitting! Seven-footer Camden Reese over the outstretched fingertips of Herzog of Botkins. 8-6 Jackson Center. A minute 20 left, first quarter. Here's a long triple, Carter Plyman. No, it's pumped up there by Noah Topp. Around and out. 28-footer almost went in. Jackson Center snatched the board. Tigers lead 8-6. Minute 5 to go, first period. Baseline left, back to the basket is Lucas Heitkamp. Throws on the arc to Fart. Right wing, Camden Reese. 56 seconds to go, first quarter. 8-6, Jackson Center. Camden Reese sets it up between the rings. Comes near side to Fart. He's being trailed by Carter Plyman. Two team fouls on Jackson Center, none on Botkins in this first quarter. Reed Flatfoot catches at the Tiger logo. 33 seconds to go. Hand off to Camden Reese. Herzog is checking him. Down to 26 to go in the first. 2-point lead, Jackson Center.
Very quick first quarter.
Yep, it was briskly played. Here's Fart. High left, well outside the top of the circle. Head coach Scott Elker to Jackson Center instructing. 9-8-7. Here's a drive, right side of the lane. Lucas Hartle to the rack, shovels it short. Rebound taken down by Herzog of Botkins. He's at midcourt, 45-footer. It hit the rim, almost went in. First quarter in the books. Tightly played defensively, good shots, difficult to come by. Jackson Center 8, Botkins 6 after 1 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino with Victrus Health and Wellness in Anna. I knew we had to flip the healthcare system on its head when I started Victrus 5 years ago because I watched patients get sicker with hardly any providers actually diving into the root cause of their condition. If you're tired of trying to figure out your symptoms on your own, then give our holistic medical team a call at 937-557-5657 or go online at victrushealth.com/free consult.
In Jackson Center, your Pro Hardware store is at 112 East Pike. At your local Pro Hardware store, get 20% off DeWalt Power Tools. You get a big savings on solid wood raised panel cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers. Choose from 17 colors and styles. And your Pro Hardware store in Jackson Center can get you beautiful white and gray shaker cabinets in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. Special pricing and professional service at your Pro Hardware store. Tell Darren Yanks
You heard about Jackson Center Pro Hardware right here on scoresbroadcast.com. Opening second quarter. Jackson Center with the ball. Foul line left, it's Heitkamp. Heitkamp gives it up right corner to Molinauer. Back to Heitkamp. He's got an open lane. Drives to the rim with the left hand and puts it through. He got space he wasn't counting on. His eyes opened up real big. He took advantage. 10-6 Jackson Center. And out of bounds, far side of the floor, is Dosek of Botkins. He and Paul were exchanging passes in tight quarters. And one of them had a heel on the stripe. 30 seconds gone, second quarter. Jackson Center 10, Botkins 6. It was 8-6 Tigers after one. Here's Camden Reese in the paint area. He twists and turns. His defender, Herzog, falls down. Herzog got tangled up on the play and is ruled to have fouled. That is the first on Botkins. 7:21 left to go here in the first half of the game. 10-6. Jackson Center in the lead by four. Inbounding below the rim is Bryson Roberts. Throws it straight away to Lucas Heitkamp. Here's Camden Reese. Fakes right. Goes left. Pulls up from 10. Doesn't shoot. Whips it on the arc to Roberts. Here's Roberts motoring. A little out of control. Standing his ground is Ryland Paul. Offensive foul. Good call by the referee.
Yeah, I think so. Not that I don't think the defender was moving, but the offensive player created the contact.
7:09 to go, second quarter, 10-6. Jackson Center by four. Tigers won the first time around by eight, 46-38. Far left side of the floor, Noah top. 6 foot sophomore to Carter Plyman, back to top straight away. Carter's got Camden Reese on him. Plyman 30 feet out. Herzog sets a screen for top. He motors to the left. Herzog, top of the circle, foul line, backing down against Grant Elkert. Forces up a shot, and ball goes way up in the air, comes right back down. Reaching in, slapping down on the arm was the Jackson Center defender. Herzog's got two free throws. 6:40 left, second quarter of play, 10-6 in favor of Jackson Center. Couple foul shots for Herzog. These are big. Jackson Center shoots free throws at an incredibly good rate. They have been hot all year long at the stripe. Botkin 66%. Jackson Center well over 70. First free throw by Herzog is good. 10-7. Botkin's down three. Second shot by Herzog. One dribble. It's on the way. Too hard, hit the heel. Rebound ricocheted to Camden Reese for Jackson Center. 6.5 to go, second quarter. 10-7. Jackson Center by three over Botkins. Reese at the timeline. Top of the circle now. Herzog on him loosely. Right side pass to Fark. Straight away it goes to Jace Molinauer. Has Jace scored yet, Chuck?
No, he's only gotten one shot off.
Here's Camden Reese. Between the rings, it's Fark. Fark, couple dribbles. Ryland Paul on him like glue. Spin move, Fark got away with a walk. No call. Now to Camden Reese, and he does travel.
They got one to 50% on the travel calls there.
6:05 left here in the second quarter. 10-7 in favor of Jackson Center. Carter Plyman down the left side to top. Nobody guards him. He pumps up a long three, hit the back brace. Kick way out to Camden Reese. Down the floor to Roberts. Roberts can't find the handle. Lost it out of bounds.
Well, he tried to pick it up by dribbling it instead of just catching it. Ball got away from him.
Uncharacteristic turnover by Jackson Center, which commits only 8 a game all year. 5:45 to go, second quarter, 10-7. Botkins down three. Here's Top through the top of the circle. Dragged a pivot foot. Let's see what's been called. Noah Top. Ooh, he walked. There might have been marginal contact. In my book, that was a turnover.
He traveled way before he got bumped.
Yeah. Head coach Scott Elker, Jackson Center, not pleased about the call. And he's got a good reason to gripe right there.
No, he's talking to Thurman Legg, but Thurman didn't make the call, and that's what he's saying.
Herzog outside the arc on the right. The official who did is way across the floor.
Yeah, good place for him to be.
Right. Paul near side to Herzog. 10-7, Jackson Center in the lead, 5:25 to go, second quarter. On top is Dosick, near side is Paul. They try to post up Herzog. Paul on the bounce, still dribbling, looking for Connor Kleiman to slice toward the rim. He does not. There he goes, no pass available. Kleiman comes out to get it, now to Herzog. Straight away picked up by Fark. Left side, Dosick posting up. Baseline left is Colton Monna, knocked away by Jackson Center. Here's a bust out. Down the floor quickly. Heitkamp laid it up, no good. Stick back, yes, on the left. It was Camden Reese who cleaned up on the play. Good effort, Camden Reese. He followed and got the deuce. Steal in the half court. Botkins lost the handle, picked up by Mullenauer. He darts into the lane. Jump stop, seven-footer, good. Jackson Center fans on their feet, full timeout. Botkins, 14-7 Tigers, 4:37 to go till halftime on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street legal golf cart from Brunson.
I may have mistakenly referred to Colton Kleiman as Colby Kleiman. That's Colby Mon and Rushi Raiders. Real good defense by Jackson Center the last few times down the floor, but Botkins, Tigers have gotten Botkins in a pickle and have made it real difficult for the Trojans to pass the ball, even dribble. They're overplaying, hedging way out high, 25 feet from the basket. Botkins needs to get into its offense. Down seven now. 4:22 to go here in the second quarter. Here's miscommunication. Bad pass. Almost over and back. Jackson Center runs it down. Steal Tigers. Baseline left. Mullenauer. Fall away. 15-footer. You can count it. Patented Jace Mullenauer.
That's what I'm talking about. Get your offense out of your offense, and that was a great passing shot.
16-7 Tigers. Defense fueling the offense for the home team. Far left side of the floor, Ryland Paul overguarded by Mullenauer. And Ryland Paul loses the ball, not very far though, but just enough to touch the strike, out of bounds. Pressure defense by Jackson Center, causing a lot of mistakes for Botkins right now. Botkins needs a good finish to the first half. The lead is 9, 16-7. Botkins has just 7 points. Mullenauer elbow in the right. Near side to Fart. Left corner, Reed Blackfoot. Picked up by Colton Kleiman. Away from the action. We've got a hold in the paint area. It goes against Botkins. Team foul 2 on the Trojans, 5 on Jackson Center. 3:32 left here in the second quarter. Botkins has been held to 7. Baseline left is Fark. Left corner, Reese. Each offensive set is at a premium, a prized possession. Both teams working the ball carefully. Jackson Center's defense has taken its toll on Botkins. Fark steps up, shoots the 3-ball right in front of the Botkins bench, and he cans it from way, way outside. 19-7, Jackson Center lighting it up from the arc. Here's Carter Plyman in the lane. Good defense on the play by Jackson Center. Carter Plyman rises up eventually and banked in a 14-footer.
From straight on, but I'll tell you what, that's just a good shooting touch.
19-9, Jackson Center. In the post is Mullenauer. Oh, yeah. Turnaround J from 12. Good! Mullenauer is special. Woo, what a shot by him. 21-9, 12-point lead, Jackson Center. Ryland Paul, top of the circle. Near side, it goes to top. Now Carter Plyman, 35 feet out. Picked up by Reese.
Carter Plyman's doubled, shoots a fadeaway from the foul stripe, way off to the right, but he was shouldered. Two free throws here for Carter Plyman.
Yeah, he did a good job of getting the ball up to the rim that time because he knew he was going to get bumped, and he just tossed it up, and it hit the rim. It almost went in.
Right. Botkins Trojans in the road, black, white numbers trimmed in gold. Black and white piping down the sides of the shorts and jerseys. Jackson Center, the home white, orange numbers outlined in black. Black stripes down the sides of the shorts and shirts. Free throw by Carter Plyman is no good. 21-9, Jackson Center up 12. Splendid second quarter for the Tigers. Free throw Plyman is in. 21-10, 11-point spread.
They called that on Fark that time, and that was his second. I didn't think he was even involved. He was asking the question.
Here's Camden Reese, top of the circle for Jackson Center. Picked up by Herzog. Ball whipped across the lane, low right to Flatfoot. Back near side to Fark. He jacks up a three. It rolls off, no good. Stick back, missed by Reese. Flatfoot up strong. No, but a foul on Botkins. Flatfoot will shoot two. Jackson Center crashing the offensive glass quite nicely.
Yeah, they've got four.
Here is Reed Flatfoot. Two free throws for Jackson Center. It's on the way. A little hard. It's in and out. 21-10. Tigers, 2:03 left till halftime. Botkins needs a good finish to the second quarter. Got to stay in touch with Jackson Center. This is a very explosive Jackson Center team. Not that Tigers clubs in the past were not, but this one can bump through points very quickly. Outstanding three-point shooting club. Second free throw by Flatfoot is on the money. 22-10, 12-point game. Other than Carter Plyman, Chuck, Botkins doesn't have much scoring from anyone else.
They got a free throw from Herzog. That's it.
Far left side, Ryland Paul. The other nine have been tacked on by Carter. Near side pass is Stosic to Paul. Paul hangs on. Bounce pass right corner. Stosic spin move baseline. Being guarded tightly. Swivels into the lane from 7 feet. Stosic had a nice shot eventually, but was a little strong with it. Camden Reese came down with the rebound. On the arc to Fark. Pulls up at the elbow. Battle Reese 35 feet away. Minute 22 to go first half. 22-10 in favor of Jackson Center. Stepping out to shoot was Lucas Hartle. Didn't pull the trigger. Gave it back to Fark. Gets a screen from Reese. Fark at the elbow on the right from 17. Rim, backboard, no. Rebounding foul call against Botkins. Reed Flatfoot got inside position. He is really becoming a force for the Tigers.
Yeah, absolutely. You like to be able to put 6'5 out there that's giving you more than you planned on maybe at the beginning of the season.
1:05 to go, second quarter, 22-10, Jackson Center. Baseline left, Nolan Fark inbounds, goes to Camden Reese on the arc to Mullenauer. Fakes right, goes left, and he walked with the ball. His feet were pretty quick there. I didn't notice the travel.
You don't call. You know, usually it's got to be a little more obvious than that.
Yeah, that one was slight at best. 58 seconds to go, second quarter of play. Paul outside the arc on the left. On a weave to Dosik, behind a screen, lets it fly short. Rebound down to Jackson Center's Mullenauer easily. Only man below the glass, nobody from Botkins around. And with 40 seconds to go in the first half, Jackson Center would like to play for one, leading 22-10 after being up 8-6 after a quarter. 10 points for Botkins, 9 from Carter Plyman, and a single point from Jordan Herzog at the stripe. Jackson Center's made a few threes, right, Chuck?
They've hit three.
15, 14, 13 seconds to go in the first half of the game. Camden Reese at midcourt, near side pass to Fark, 8, 7. Fark gives it up left corner, gets it back. Inside the arc from 18. Swish! Nolan Fark with a beauty. Botkins heave at midcourt.
hits the ceiling here at the Jackson Center gym, and that's how the first half closes. These Jackson Center Tigers are marksmen shooting the basketball. Radar tonight, they are on. Very good shooting from behind the three-point line and just inside it. 24-10 Tigers after two quarters of play. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center, does it all and very well. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Medications packaged by day and time. Walk-in flu and virus vaccines from 2 to 5 Monday through Friday and from 10 to 12:30 on Saturday. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness has Saturday hours from 10 to 1. Phone 937-596-8100. 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well at Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness. Hey, we're the favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern at 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizza, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or a full meal at Myers. Oh, the omelets at breakfast are terrific. Doors open at 6. Great strip loin steak dinners at night. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. Halftime here at Jackson Center, 24-10 Tigers. Our halftime report being brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Chuck, take it away.
Jackson has a 14-5 rebounding advantage and 5-1 on the offensive boards. The Trojans turned it 6 times. Jackson turned it 4. They're kind of on average to get their 8 turnovers for the game. 1-for-2 from the free throw line for the Tigers. 2-of-4 for Botkins. Carter Plyman had 9 of the 10 points. Herzog hit a free throw. He scored 6 and 4. That's 10. That is not going to get it done. On the other side, Jackson was led by Nolan Fark with 8. Mullenauer had 6. They got 3 or 4 from Reese. They got 3 from Roberts, 2 from Lucas Heitkamp, a free throw from Reed Platport. They scored 8 and 16, and they lead it 24-10 at the half.
Hey, Chuck, I thought Rushi played very good defense. Botkins managed to roll up 62 on Rushi tonight against Jackson Center. Botkins with 10 at the half, on pace to score 20. What are the Tigers doing?
Well, they're just doing a great job of forcing them to stay out on the arc. They're not getting to the rim. The only one that's gotten to the rim is Plyman. No one else has shot the ball probably within 6 or 8 feet, and they need to get Top out there, set some screens, let him shoot some threes, take a little pressure off Plyman. But right now, it's just Jackson's game.
It is a defensive clinic being displayed by the Jackson Center Tigers here tonight. That's our halftime report, brought to you by Schnipple Construction in Botkins and by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. 24-10, Tigers lead at the break on scorersbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way in raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B Deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glasswork is amazing.
AAGinc.com.
Perhaps a well-kept secret in all of West Central Ohio is Schnippel Construction in Botkins, which has been building excellence for 7 decades.
It was back in 1953 and 3 generations ago when the foundation of Schnippel Construction was started. Grandpa Gene Schnippel began the company as a local household handyman doing small home additions. He set a high standard of excellence back then, and we still follow that standard today.
And a lot of growth ever since, right?
Yeah, since those early years, we have completed over 400 commercial projects.
And today, the company is experiencing unique growth in the hospitality industry, says Keith Schnippel, the president of Schnippel Construction in Botkins.
We now specialize in the construction of nationally recognized hotels. In fact, we've built close to 60.
Schnippel Construction partners include Marriott, Hilton, Holiday Inn, and Holiday Inn Express.
Throughout parts of Ohio, Indiana, and Kentucky, Schnippel is really proud to continue to build excellence while making owners' visions of the hospitality industry come to life.
Schnippel is always seeking qualified associates to join its family as laborers, carpenters, concrete finishers, steel erectors, project managers, and project superintendents.
We welcome applicants to forward their letter of interest or a brief resume to info@schnippelconstruction.com or stop by at 302 North Main Street in Botkins.
That's S-C-H-N-I-P-P-E-L. Schnippel Construction in Botkins. Building excellence.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Struggling with lower back pain? Recovering from an injury? Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Loramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Loramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
Hello once again, everybody. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, Pep Band here at Jackson Center, striking up in the background. Tigers playing very well, leading Botkins 24-10. We're a moment away from the start of our third quarter. Are you looking for work? Well, you can let Spherion go to work for you. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N, a national recruiting and staffing leader with a local focus on putting you on the job and in a career. Right now, Spherion is hiring for many different kinds of positions, including general laborers and clerical associates who earn up to $24 per hour, GED not required. Spherion's got 20 offices throughout Ohio, including offices in Sydney, Belle Fountain, Kenton, St. Mary's, Lima, and Findlay. located on Ohio Avenue in Sydney. Go to applyohio.com. Register today. That's applyohio.com. Spherion, S-P-H-E-R-I-O-N. It works. It will work for you, too. Bodkin's possession starting quarter number three. Trojans down 24-10. Jackson Center's defense has stifled Bodkin's. That's putting it mildly. Here's a good set to start the third quarter. Ryland Paul throws a pass into Carter Plyman. Muscles, missed a 10-footer. Rebound down the floor. Jackson Center running hard toward the rim at Spark. Lays it up and rolled off. Rebound tapped to Mullenauer. Shake and bake move. Traveling. He got a little anxious.
Yeah. Yeah, he's not getting the shots he normally gets, and I think he is a little antsy right now.
Bodkin's ran a play out of the break that I'm sure was
perfect,
drawn up in the locker room.
Yep, except everything would make the four-footer.
Here's Carter Plyman behind the arc. Lets one fly over Camden Reese right through the bottom of the well. Woo, boy, that he flipped that one right down through the ropes. Didn't hit the rim. Close to a 30-footer. Big basket, Carter Plyman, 24-13, Jackson Center. Carter's got 12 of Bodkin's 13 points. That was a majestic three ball. Here's a backdoor cut by Jackson Center, thrown in the arc to Fark behind the screen. Right through, three-pointer.
That's his third.
Nolan Fark, dead-eye. He had three threes, 11 points when they first met. Carter Plyman stops and pops, top of the circle, 22-footer off the flange. Long rebound to Camden Reese for Jackson Center. He motors down the lane. Gives it up in the right corner to Bryson Roberts, right back to Camden. Goes opposite to Mullenauer. Deep three, left corner off the side of the glass. Rebound Bodkin's down the floor to Carter Plyman. Oh, like a locomotive express. He takes it the last 40 feet, flying to the rim, lays it up and in, cradling that ball in his palm and wrist, scoring, and was fouled. 27-15, Jackson Center leads. Carter Plyman at the stripe.
He's got so many facets to his game. You know what my favorite is? He is a great teammate. You always see somebody, you miss a free throw, he's giving them five and they're going down. He is always trying to build these other kids, younger kids up.
His foul shot is good. His rate of acceleration, Chuck, is unbelievably quick.
I don't know if I've ever seen anybody have 15 or 16 points in a basketball game for a team.
But Jace Mullenauer, an off night for Jace, yet Jackson Center leads by 11, 27-16. Nolan Fark's got three triples. Fark with the ball here behind the arc. 2 minutes gone, third quarter. Fark at the elbow. Defender falls down. Fark shoots, misses. We've got a lot of bodies on bodies beneath the rim. What's been called?
Reese started to go up and two-hand shove in the back that time, and I think that's going to be on Herzog, and that's his third.
Uh-oh. 6:02 to go, third quarter. Ball thrown in, deep left corner. Handled there by the Tigers' Lucas Heitkamp. Heitkamp on the floor, 6'1 sophomore. High right. It's bounced to Grant Elkert. Jackson Center content to play pitch and catch, up 11, 27-16. They clear out for Fark a little bit. Now to Camden Reese, guarded by Herzog. Camden on the bounce. It goes to Heitkamp, popping out to catch Fark at the Big Tiger logo. Ryland Paul on him. Fark going to work. He gets squeezed by two defenders. Finds Camden Reese. Camden Reese, bullet pass into the lane. Intercepted by Bodkin's. Lost by Bodkin's. Picked up by Mullenauer. Stops at the foul line. Strong. Off the back of the rim. Comes down to Bodkin's. Here's Carter Plyman, head of the key. Bobs and weaves down the lane. Too much dribbling. Taken away by Jackson Center. Two on one. Fark, Mullenauer. Stripped at the last second by Paul. Fark gets it back. Pumps up a three ball and buries it. Deep right corner three by Fark. He is on fire.
Wow.
30-16, Jackson Center. 4:48 to go in the third quarter.
Well, with three fouls on Herzog, but they got to leave him out there because he has all the other point.
Ryland Paul for Bodkin's just went scurrying through the lane area below the foul line. He was met by a solid defender who put the hip into him. Common foul. One foul each way here in the second half. A very quickly played Friday night SCAL boys game.
I like the way they're calling the game. They're calling the things that matter.
Herzog, head of the key, hand off to Carter Flyman. Bodkins down 14, 30-16. Biggest spread of the night. At the elbow on the left, it's Herzog. To Paul, back to Plyman. Behind the screen from Todd. Swish! 23-footer, Carter Plyman.
Got 18.
Unbelievable scoring by Carter. Bodkins is not getting it from other guys, though. Here's Fark setting up and shooting again. This one's short. He was feeling it. That three ball barely caught iron. Carter Plyman steps over the timeline, lets it fly from 35, missed it. Long rebound to Herzog. 30-19, Jackson Center. 3:55 to go, third quarter. Plyman just tried one seconds ago, like one he made at Rushi.
Yeah, I don't mind him shooting that at all.
Carter Plyman drives baseline, flips it back into the lane to Dosik, and a near pickpocket from behind by Fark, who fouls for the third time. He and Herzog have got three each. 3 minutes, 42 seconds to go, third quarter. 30-19. Jackson Center leads Bodkins. Herzog still out there. Herzog on the court with three. Mullenauer out there for Jackson Center. Fark still there with three fouls. Here's Carter Plyman behind the screen, right flank. Missed a long three. It clanged off the rim. Quickly, Jackson Center down the floor. Mullenauer pulls up inside the arc and drills a fadeaway.
Well, he's not having a great night. He's got eight, but boy, is he getting help.
And that's the difference. That's
absolutely the difference.
That is the biggest difference in this contest tonight. Much more balance from Jackson Center, which leads 32-19. 3:07 to go, third quarter. Herzog twists and turns down the lane, arches it up, right hand, difficult shot, no good. Rebound Jackson Center. Mullenauer lobs to Fark at midcourt. 3-on-3, Fark pulls up. 2:50 to go, third period. Tigers lead by 13. Nolan Fark on the dribble. Swings it right side to Camden Reese. Now to Fark. Picked up by Dosik. Fark twists and turns below the foul line. Jump shot away. Hits it. Fark with a fine maneuver. One on one. He looked a little like Braylon Grudagna on that play, Chuck.
Yeah, that was a nice move. He just took it in there, faded away, and hit the jumper.
Timeout, Trojans' biggest lead of the night for Jackson Center, 15, 34-19. 2.5 to go in the third on scoresbroadcast.com.
Fall in love with Frisch's new hand-battered chicken tenders. Made with all the TLC we can fit into a tender. Each delicious tender is hand-battered in our special recipe, then cooked to order. For extra crispy chicken on the outside and oh-so-tender all-white meat inside. So dip them, crunch them. Fall in love with our new hand-battered chicken tenders. Oh, yeah.
Get three hand-battered chicken tenders plus fries for only $7.99. Available on DoorDash and Uber Eats.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Here is a quick mention for you about the Fort Loramie Long Shot Raffle. The drawing is, as always, during Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. Top prize, 2023 Dodge Ram 4x4 pickup truck from Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie. Again, the drawing is during Fort Loramie Liberty Days in July. Only 2,000 tickets will be sold. 80 prizes. 4% chance to win. You've got a 4% chance to win something. Attendance not required. $100 a ticket. Purchase online at flathleticboosters.com/raffle. That's flathleticboosters.com/raffle. 2:25 to go, third quarter. Bodkins, important possession here. Here's Top through the head of the key, now to Herzog. Herzog, foul line. Left corner goes to Colton Plyman. Now on the arc to Carter. Carter on the bounce, takes Fark baseline. Right back to Colton. Boy, that's a good matchup right now.
It is, but boy, Fark has to be careful. He doesn't want to get his fourth guarding him.
Here's Carter Plyman, mid-range jumper, fadeaway shot, no good. Rebound Herzog below the rim, right back to Carter Plyman. He's hacked on the wrist, and he gets two. Yeah, mark it down, 34-19. Biggest lead, Jackson Center. Two to play in the third. Carter Plyman toes the stripe. How many points for Carter, Chuck?
Carter's got 18.
18 of the 19, all but one. Free throw, Carter Plyman, good. And he is at his per-game average of 19. He's got 19 of Botkin's 20. 34-20, Jackson Center. Under two to play, third quarter. Carter Plyman short, boxing out Reed Flatfoot. And he spears the board for the Tigers ahead to Camden Reese. Right wing, it goes on the play to Lucas Hartle. To Reese outside the arc on the left. Minute 40 to go in the third. Now Nolan Fark between the circles wants to drive on Paul. Pulls up. Feeds Mullenauer behind the arc on the right wing. And he hoists up a three ball and pours it in. Jackson Center's three-point shooting, incredible.
Outstanding. And he shot that right over top of the 6'5 Plyman.
45% shooting, three-point club on the year. Not backing off tonight. The lead is expanded to 17. Here's a block by Jackson Center on a drive attempt by J.J. Meyer of Botkins. A minute 16 to go. Third quarter, Botkins inbounding. J.J. Meyer, 25 feet away, comes back to Carter Plyman. Trojans simply cannot get other young men free. Here's Herzog, deep left corner. Ryland Paul knifes to the foul line. Now to Carter Plyman, Reese on him. Carter Plyman at the elbow. Rises up, misses off the flange from 16 feet. Rebound far right corner. And Flatfoot cannot save it. Yes, he can. He does. He flips it inbounds off the shoe of a Trojan player, and it's the Tigers' ball.
Yeah, I think it hit Colton Plyman in the foot as it was going out of bounds.
48 seconds to go in the third quarter, 37-20 in favor of Jackson Center. Largest margin of the night. Flatfoot's got the ball in the arc. Now to Camden Reese. Jace Mullenauer quietly has picked up, what, 10 points now?
He's got 11.
11 on the night for him. Park's got how many?
Park has got 17.
Here is Park near midcourt. Mullenauer scored 16 in the first meeting between the two clubs. Park had 11. Down to 13 seconds to go, third quarter. Jackson Center is working clock. Little give and go. Camden Reese hits a teammate driving right baseline. Lucas Hartle, it is smack. Ball was blocked hard on the way up. Went out of bounds off the back of the Tiger. 5.5 to go, third quarter. Botkins will inbound it. We've got eight players in backcourt. Now 10. Jackson Center leaving nothing to chance.
Really nice block by Paul that time because that was getting ready to be a layup.
Carter Plyman, three to go. He's at midcourt across the center line. Chucks it up from 30 feet off to the right. No good. And the third quarter concludes all Jackson Center. Tigers really sharp tonight, putting the defensive whammy on Botkins. 37-20. Tigers will come back for the fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Points by Carter Plyman, one free throw by Jordan Herzog. That is Botkins' offense tonight.
Kind of incredulous, Chuck. I've never seen this before. Never.
Not like this. He's like, I'll see somebody get 19 and maybe they got 30 for the team, but he's the only one that's making any kind of a offensive effort tonight.
Do the math. Double check me, Chuck. 19 of 20, that's 95% of the production.
Yeah.
Right? Jackson Center ball to start the fourth. Opening 10 seconds, Camden Reese foul line, goes to work on Herzog. Hands off left corner to Fark. Down inside to Camden Reese. Oh, what a head fake. Herzog with three fouls went up. Camden Reese ducked under him and dropped in a little three-footer. A gimme. 39-20. Here is Jackson Center overplaying yet another pass, and it causes the reception for Botkins to be difficult, and they fumble it away out of bounds.
I say all the time that young kids should be able to play six and seven games without being tired. Botkins has tired legs tonight. It's obvious.
Oh, what a play. Jackson Center quickly at the other end. Mullenauer. An adept, skilled reverse layup. Yes, for him. 41-20. Here's a Botkins player at the foul line slipping down. Tripped on the play by Jackson Center. This high-energy Jackson Center team, Chuck, overplays so many passes. If you're in the offensive half court, you don't know where the Tigers are going to come from. They're almost like state patrolmen. They come up out of their floor, out of the ground sometimes.
Yeah, they do too.
Here's a long three-pointer by Paul, and that's how it's gone for Botkins tonight. The shot was a little off to the right, and it stuck between the rim and the backboard. You've got to go to the arrow. It's a held ball, more or less. 41-20 in favor of Jackson Center. 7:11 to go in the fourth quarter. Ball lobbed into Herzog. Near side it goes on the plate of Berger, who's back on the court. Carter Plyman whipping his way into the lane. Little dipsy-do. Spin move. Hits it off the window. 21 of Botkins 22 by Carter Plyman. 41-22 Jackson Center. 6:52 to go, fourth quarter. Ball bounced into the lane. Camden Reese tried to angle it to Reed Platfoot. Botkins got a piece of it. And it was ruled a tie-up or a foul?
No, Berger reached around. He got a little arm that time.
Foul on Berger. Jackson Center inbounds below the rim to Camden Reese. He's got it in the right corner. Hands off behind the arc to Mullenauer, right back to Camden. Five team fouls on Jackson Center, two on Botkins. Camden Reese against Herzog. Into the lane, nearly walked, flipped it behind him to Fark. 6:26 to go, fourth quarter. Here's Fark, elbow jumper, outside the lane to the left. He nails another one. Jackson Center, sharp shooters tonight. Making it look pretty easy. Everything in the shooting arsenal is available for Jackson Center, and more times than not, the shots are going down. Here's Ryland Paul dribbling, has the ball slapped away, out of bounds, off the Tigers. 43-22 Jackson Center, 6:02 to go here in the fourth quarter. Head coach Scott Elkert for the Tigers, Chuck, is one of those. He's a coach who can be very pleased with a player as he comes off. May not necessarily show it until the young man sits down, and then he says, shakes his hand, says, nice job.
He coaches you from the beginning to the end. If he was up 60, he'd be coaching the same way as if it's up 2.
Yeah. Teaching never stops. Baseline drive, Carter Plyman, and it is struck out of bounds by Jackson Center below the backboard. 5:55 to go, fourth quarter, 43-22 in favor of Jackson Center. Herzog in the lane on the arc to Paul. Paul pulls up below the foul line. Awkward jumper off to the right. Foul. His arm was grabbed, and he'll shoot two. Tigers on the floor right now. Bryson Roberts, Camden Reese, Jace Mullenauer. Also in there, Lucas Heitkamp and Nolan Fark.
You got Elkert out there too, Grant Elkert.
Yep, Elkert's the fifth. Got a change coming up here for the Tigers momentarily. Couple of free throws. Ryland Paul for Botkins. And he pops it home. Here comes Heitkamp on the court. Bryson Roberts off for Jackson Center. Leaving for Botkins are Colin Dosick and Brant Berger. In for Botkins is Russell Lenhart, 6'3 sophomore. Both foul shots good for the Trojans. 43-24 Jackson Center, up 19, 5:42 to go in the game. It's been a sparkling night for Jackson Center Here's a drive to Camden Reese. A turnover. Rare mistake for the Tigers. Carter Plyman's got it. Backs down, squares up in the lane. Oh, a great feed. He facilitated nicely. Found an open Jordan Herzog. Carter felt pressure from two or three men. Assisted Herzog, who laid it through. 43-26, 17-point spread. Open player, baseline right, Fark. Rises up, overshoots it badly. Rebound down to Botkins. Player in backcourt for the Trojans is mugged. And that might be the seventh. Could be a 1-1 for Botkins with 5:07 to go here in the game. I'd like to remind you, Barker Insurance has been serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972. Celebrating 50 years in business, Barker's earned a stellar reputation, second to none. Barker Insurance will customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. Representing companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1857, 492-1857. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Free throw line for Botkins were both made.
Ryland Paul, he's 4-for-4 now here in the fourth quarter.
Ryland Paul, 4-for-4 at the stripe. Two foul shots in. 43-28 in favor of Jackson Center. Tigers' biggest lead, 19. We've got 5:07 left to go here in the fourth and final period. Hey, you better put Burke to work. Burke Petroleum in Minster now serves all your propane needs. That's right. Put Burke to work for propane, gas, diesel, lubricants, coolants, metalworking fluids, and more. Burke Petroleum in Minster has served West Central Ohio with premium products and outstanding service for nearly half a century. Hey, propane customers, Burke Petroleum can now service your propane needs too. It's the green energy choice, clean and efficient. Burke Petroleum in Minster, serving the region's residential, farm, commercial, and industrial customers. 315 West 1st in Minster. Inquire, request delivery at burkepetroleum.com. That's Burke. B-U-R-K-E petroleum.com. Phone 800-776-3097. 800-776-3097 for Burke Petroleum. Put Burke to work for all your energy needs. 4:49 to go. Jackson Center ball stolen by Botkins. Down the floor, Carter Plyman sets up, shoots the three. It spins like a top and comes off. 15-point lead, Jackson Center. It was 19. I think Botkins has scored.
I think it was 41-20 at one point. They were up 21.
Was it 21? Yep. I know it was 43-24.
Yep.
Botkins has scored the last 4 points. Here's a steal. Ball thrown to Heitkamp. And then to Blackfoot. Botkins stepped in the middle, swiped it. Here's Herzog chucking up a long three off the side of the rim. Rebound down to Blackfoot of Jackson Center. A cosmetic final 4 minutes. The lead for Jackson Center, 15. Into the lane, Camden Reese. Straight away, Camden gives it up to Elkert. Back to Camden, foul line. Elkert lines up the three, a long one, off to the left. Loose ball rebound. It's at midcourt. Picked up on the play but top. Ahead to Carter Plyman. Plyman for Botkins. Back to the basket, and he's ruled to have charged. I'm not sure how you are guilty of a charge backpedaling toward the rim, but that's what the officials determined.
Well, I mean, if the defender's standing there, it doesn't matter if you're forward or backwards if you're running over.
I guess so.
Carter was out of control that time.
He was out of control for sure. 3:47 to go in the game. We've been stuck at 43-28 for a while.
Yeah.
Backcourt, Fark for Jackson Center on the bounce to midcourt. Fires a bullet to Mullenauer. Foul line. Low on the right to Blackwood.
Move.
Spinning move. Good. Scattered floor. Jackson Center beat pressure. Reed Blackfoot was open. He laid it in. 45-28. Carter Plyman loses the ball. Top of the circle. Mullenauer's got it for Jackson Center. Mullenauer hangs on. Throws it down the left side. to a teammate, and head coach Scott Elkert takes a timeout. We will keep it right here, tell you all about one of our fine sponsors here on scorersbroadcast.com, the Anna Market. If you are looking for an extraordinary dining experience right in your own home, the Anna Market can be at your service. You see, Chairman's Reserve Meats provide the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts to offer an extraordinary eating experience. And the Anna Market's the only market around that serves you Chairman's Reserve. Yep, the very best for you. You are the best, too. Furthermore, the Anna Market offers delicious homemade salads and always fresh produce. For your entree from the Anna Market, choose from the finest Angus beef and high-quality pork cuts. Between the marbling and rich flavor of their prime and premium beef and the tenderness and versatility of prime and premium pork, the strict standards of Chairman's Reserve Meats guarantee an excellent eating experience. Dine at home. Make it extraordinary. Shop at the Anna Market, serving the very best for the best like you. Anna Market at your service. Yep, the ball was inbounded, and then seconds later, an additional timeout. 3:10 to go here in the fourth quarter. Jackson Center in the lead by 17 over Botkins, 45-28. Tomorrow at 12:55 airtime, Fort Norman girls at Lima Bath. Redskins have lost once. Lima Bath has been beaten three times. Then tomorrow night, it's two-loss Marion Local right here in this gym against Jackson Center. Airtime 6:55, tip at 7:30. Marion Local has lost twice to St. Mary's and Springfield Shawnee. Jackson Center's only set back to Rushi. That is going to be the marquee game, not only in Division IV on a Saturday night, Chuck. That might be the marquee game in the state of Ohio tomorrow night.
Oh, I think it will be. And I mean, this is two really good basketball teams going at it.
It'll be interesting to see if Jaden Mesher can return for Marion Local. He suffered a broken nose. He's been game to game here lately. Jackson Center makes a bad pass. Stolen by Botkins. Here's Carter Plyman on the fly. Down the floor, streaking to the rim for two. 45-30 in favor of Jackson Center. Botkins with a little mini run here. 10-2 in the last 3.5 minutes until a reverse layup is scored by the Tigers. What a play by Lucas Hartle. Got a nice assist from Mullenauer, and it's 47-30. Carter Plyman tries to light it up from three-point land, short, and it goes out of bounds. 2:26 to go here in the fourth quarter, 47-30 in favor of Jackson Center. Reed Platfoot is off. It's Mullenauer, Fark, Camden Reese, Bryson Roberts, and the fifth player on the floor, Lucas Hartle, for Jackson Center. Hustling hard down the floor, Mullenauer hits Fark on the drive. Fark to the rim. It is in and out. Spun around like a top came off. But Fark received a shoulder from a defender. Two free throws for him. 2:17 to go in the game. 47-30, Jackson Center. This one's been pretty much over. The bulk of the second half, Chuck?
Well, at halftime, it was 24-10.
Free throw Fark, no good. Second one upcoming. Four team fouls in Botkins, seven in Jackson Center. First time around, Jackson Center won 46-38. Trailed at the half by four. Lead now by 18 as Fark connects twice at the stripe. Here's Carter Plyman dribbling far right side of the floor around Camden Reese. Ducks under, leans in, banks it in. Nicely done by Carter Plyman. It's been his night for the Trojans. No one else has helped. Carter Plyman may have stoved a foot on that last cut to the basket. 2:06 to go in the game. We'll take a break. 48-32 Jackson Center on scorersbroadcast.com.
For over 55 years, Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi has promoted area high school athletics. Now in its third generation, family-owned Superior Aluminum is experiencing continued growth. To support this progress, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum. Superior, the construction industry's leader in railing, fence, and columns. Picture your options online at superioraluminum.com.
Hey, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center, West Michigan and Sydney's got a big blowout sale going on now. Don't miss it. Inventory fantastic. Sofas, recliners, sectionals, mattresses, and more. Prices are rock bottom at Goffney, one bargain after another. Goffney is family-owned and operated, four generations of Goffneys for over 80 years. We have you covered at GoffneyFurniture.com, West Michigan Avenue in Sydney. 48-32, Jackson Center up 16, 2 minutes to go in the game. Camden Reese at midcourt, stop and go, stop and go. He's doubled, foul, Herzog of Botkins.
And they still have one more to give before they go to the free throw line.
You're right, that was the fifth or sixth on Botkins. Ball inbounded to Camden Reese, far left side of the floor. Jackson Center ahead by 16. Down to 1:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Sloppy pass. It rolls on the play to Lenhardt, who's got the steal. Up ahead to Herzog. Right corner three by Paul. Short. No good. Open look. Botkins has had some, just cannot convert. It's been the Tigers' night. The shooting has been terrific. The defense stellar. Here's a pull-up, 17-footer by Fark, inside the arc in the right wing, short, rebound down to Jackson Center. 48-32, we're playing out the string here in the fourth quarter. J.J. Meyer unloads a triple, high off the flange, rebound Mullenauer of Jackson Center, throws it 70 feet down the floor, Hartle in the lane, had a shot, didn't take it, a minute left. Mullenauer fakes right, goes left. 10-foot fall away, Jay, soft touch, hits the rim, crawls over and through. Is he at his average, 15 a game?
He has got 15 exact.
There you go. Jace Mullenauer right at 15. Carter Plyman across the logo at midcourt. He hurls up a 35-footer. It hit the back brace. Long rebound to Herzog. His three, a little heavy. It comes down to Jackson Center. Long 70-foot pass to Hartle. Layup blown. Long rebound goes to Fark. Right corner Hartle. Back out to Fark. 26 seconds to go. 50-32 in favor of Jackson Center. Now Camden Reese at midcourt. Left side pass, Bryson Roberts. 17 to play. Roberts holding. That's going to do it. Final seconds will tick off. Jackson Center, 50. Botkins, 32. What a game at Jackson Center tonight. It was thorough. Offense, defense, three-point shooting, rebounding. Great floor game with the Tigers until the fourth quarter. Botkins beaten by 18. Jackson Center sweeps the season series 2-0. Hey, don't forget, Cutaway Styling Salon is at 15 Elm Street in Fort Loramie, across from Brookins. 40 years doing business, giving you your best due. You guys are welcome at Cutaway Styling Salon. The several times I've been in there, I have seen men of all ages getting their style done at Cutaway Styling Salon. 40 years in business. Owner and stylist Deb Gubo, stylist Renee Mesher, stylist Chris Siegel, and stylist Kathy Wilson. 40 years styling at Cutaway. Our experience, your style, will help you create that style for you. Walk into Cutaway, come out styling. Cutaway Styling Salon in Fort Loramie. 50-32, Jackson Center on fire tonight, Chuck. Displaying why the Tigers are very worthy of that statewide number 3 ranking in the AP poll.
Yeah, they're a really good basketball team. They got all kinds of kids that can put the ball in the basket. They play great defense, good rebounding team. They did turn the ball over 10 times tonight, a little bit against the press in the fourth quarter. Got a little sloppy, but the game was well in hand, so it's tough to stay focused the entire time.
Rushi played Botkins in a game that we covered on Tuesday night, 72-62. Botkins got good, well-rounded scoring all over the floor. The Tigers defense said to Botkins tonight, not so much. Everybody was limited. Carter Plyman got a bunch, but nobody else could put the ball through the hoop. Despite being double-teamed a lot, Carter Plyman had a good night, but you simply don't win ball games, Chuck, if your lead scorer gets 19 and, Carter Plyman at 25, and the rest of your club gets, what, 7?
Yep. Yeah, I mean, they gave Plyman had a nice game. He scored 25. Jackson, they can live with 25 if they're only going to give up 7 more points to the other kids on the team.
Yep. Let's take a look at our stars of the game, round up the scoring.
Well, let's look individual scoring for Botkins. Obviously, it was Carter Plyman, the Clancy's player of the game. He had 25. He scored 16 in the second half. They got 4 out of Paul and 3 out of Herzog. On the other side, Jackson was led by Nolan Fark, my Clancy's player of the game. He had 19. Mullenauer had 15. And they got 6 out of Camden Reese. He did a nice job defensively tonight. So it's going to be Nolan Fark for the Tigers and Carter Plyman for the Trojans.
Brought to you by Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious, home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with scoresbroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal-cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
The Jackson Center Tigers with the victory tonight advanced to 13-1 on the year, 8-1 in the Shelby County Athletic League. Next game for Jackson Center, right back here tomorrow night as the Tigers host Marion Local, which has lost just 2. Should be a heck of a game. Chuck McBee and Bryant Billing are on the call tomorrow night, airtime 6:55 here at Jackson Center. The Tigers against the Flyers. Then on Tuesday, by the way, Jackson Center's at Fort Loramie. We've got that game for you as well. Tip-off 7:30, airtime 6:55 on Tuesday night. Botkins losing tonight, drops to 8-6, 4-4 in the Shelby County Athletic League. The Trojans had won five in a row before losing to Rushi on Tuesday. Set back tonight to Jackson Center by 18. Bodkins in the middle of a stretch of four road games at Parkway last Saturday, at Rushi on Tuesday, here at Jackson tonight, at New Bremen tomorrow, before returning home on the 24th and 27th, two home games with Fairlawn and Houston. Jackson Center Tigers, statistically rock solid, Chuck. They shoot the three, splendid fashion, well over 40%. Free throw shooting about 74%. Eight measly turnovers a game on average, out-rebounding the opposition per game by eight or nine. They can do no wrong. Depth is being developed, and the tall, rangy Reed Blatfoot comes off the bench to give them an added dimension, some additional height. You put him on the floor with Camden Reese. It's a pretty big club.
Yeah, and Reese spends a lot of time. He runs the point, and he usually plays the best offensive player on the perimeter. So
yep,
they ask a lot from him, and he does a nice job for them.
And Fark and Mullenauer can really shoot it. They run pell-mell, can stop on a dime, raise up, and knock down that long two or three, or blaze a trail and take it right to the cup. They challenged so many Bodkins passes tonight. Trojans knew what they were in for, played well through the first quarter and a half, but then the Tigers just took control.
They couldn't score, and I mean, if you only got one young man you got to worry about putting the ball in the basket, it makes it pretty easy to play defense.
Yep, JV game tonight, Chuck, was a good one, a close contest.
Three-pointer, Jackson won by three.
It was a tight one, 32-29,
I think. Yes, Bodkins had two threes in the last 5 seconds. Both of them clanged off the rim.
Join Bryant and Chuck tomorrow, 12:55, Fort Loramie Girls at Lima Bath. Tomorrow night, Marion Local here against Jackson Center. Airtime 6:55 tomorrow evening. So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors. Thanks to you, our listeners, online via scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. Gratitude to Chuck McVie alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at the Habitat of the Cat in Jackson Center. The Tigers victorious over Bodkins 50-32.
This scoresbroadcast.com high school sports presentation was brought to you by these 12 anchor sponsors. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc. is the industry's clear choice. Airstream in Jackson Center, expand your career. Join the growing team now at Airstream. Barker Insurance on the north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, your number one insurance agency in the region. Barker, for sure. Clancy's Restaurant on Wapakoneta Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. High-quality furniture priced right. We've got you covered. G-O-F-F-E-N-A. GoffneyFurniture.com. Lacow Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006. Quality parts for highway maintenance equipment all over the world. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City, home of the great Big Boy and delicious pumpkin pie. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County and in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Knox Machinery in Franklin, serving Dayton, Cincinnati, and most of Ohio. The CNC Solution. New and used machines, parts, and service. Schnippel Construction in Bodkins. Building excellence. I'll bet you didn't know. Schnippel builds Marriott's and Holiday Inns. SecureCom in Minster. SECUR.com. Online at SecureCom.com. The pros in protection. And the Sydney Daily News with the most read sports page around. This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores. S-C-O-R-E-S. The Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports. We thank you for listening.